It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She's not over there. She's all over here, currently in an undisclosed location. Not really. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well. Thank you. Yes, from over here, but with news from England today.
Oi.
The Brexit deadline is now very close, and things are still looking very complicated. I think England is having an extremely difficult time at the moment. I'm not the only one to think that, as the MPs at the Parliament decided to take a vote to take some kind of control on the Brexit. It's a very theoretical control, because it's about an amendment giving them the right to try and find viable solutions for the Brexit. This vote has been voted and backed by 329 MPs to 302. They want to find they wanted to find a majority for a Brexit solution, having the feeling that Theresa May and her government is basically going nowhere and finding no solution on time before having to exit without no deal. This is a process about what are called indicative votes. So whatever is going to be discussed this week on the Brexit is not something that Theresa May has to accept, but of course it has its importance, and somehow she has to take that into consideration as well. Prime Minister Theresa May does not appreciate this move very much, to take like this control over the agenda. It is very uncommon, and obviously she doesn't trust the fact that the MPs are going to come up eventually with new ideas or new form of Brexit that eventually are not even negotiable with the European Union. The thing about the European Union is that they are now in Brussels very, very decided and very firm about what they want and don't want. And for them, they feel that they went already far enough in finding compromises, and they gave their final Brexit version to Theresa May to make her decide her country on that version, and they are not very inclined to discuss that any further. So this entire idea of discussing new Brexit ideas is in a way probably like a sign of despair, and something that people feel they have to do in order to answer all the questions of the population. But it has really objectively talking very few chance to get anywhere. But nevertheless, this was a bold move and something that definitely show shows how divided the United Kingdoms are at the moment. They have to find a solution between now and the 12th of April. The Brexit is in May, the 22nd of May, I believe. And if until then nothing else is found, there will be basically a Brexit without any deal, what they call a no-deal Brexit, and what is definitely a disaster, to put it in just one word. I believe that from what is to be read in the press, that the MPs are also very much hoping for either a softer Brexit and something that would keep basically England very tight to the European Union, or even the option of another referendum. This is very late to get to this kind of solutions, but it looks like this is what many MPs are hoping for. I have been talking with some people in England, and what really comes across right now is the fact that nobody really knows what's going to happen if there is no deal. And I think that this is now a climate of fear in England, of having the feeling that England is not ready for a no Brexit deal, because there are just too many things that are not settled, that have been discussed but are not guaranteed. Even the situation, for example, of the European workers in England is one that would be very unsafe and would have to be dealt with, because as of the date of the Brexit, absolutely no agreement is held anymore, and everything that has been fixed before with the European Union would simply not exist any longer. The way around, it looks like the European Union does not believe in a deal anymore, and all sorts of measures and new regulations have been already voted. And the European Union made a point also of announcing that they are actually ready for a no Brexit options, so that it has less of an impact on the Union. How much all of this is going to go smooth really is very difficult to say. For once, customs are going to be completely back. That means that visas are going to be necessary to travel from England or to England. And this is a very minor change, maybe compared to other issues in England, but it's going to have its impact as well, because this is where it becomes really visible that England is would eventually not be part of Europe without any deal. Many students there feel also unsafe. Many British people are extremely unhappy, to the point that signatures for yet another referendum, I think, gathered like 5 million signatures over the last weekend. So there is definitely a frantic way of reacting now, because there was the hope that Theresa May would somehow reach a deal. She's still trying to push the very same deal that has been refused two times, trying to talk and see if she could get more voices for a third attempt about that deal. But, you know, to negotiate again the Brexit deal would mean having actually much more time. It would be possible, theoretically, to get one more extension if she makes the demand until the 12th of April, and try to still get maybe more compromises that would be convincing enough to get the necessary votes for a third attempt. But all of this, there is definitely now also the pressure of time, and there is also the stand of Europe that says no more. We have said what we would like to have, what we are ready to offer, what we expect from you in England, and now you have to make the work and you have to agree on that. I would just add that more and more there is that feeling that the no Brexit deal is definitely around the corner, except if some miracle happens.
I have one quick question. I don't know whether you're going to be able to answer it. So would, since obviously the forces are now afoot to create a second referendum, you know, just not within the parliament, but externally, you know, that has been an organized operation for as long as they've been negotiating Brexit. Now it's, you know, it's about to bear fruit. Could an extension, because I understand the European parliamentary elections are in the middle of it, could an extension be granted past that to make it possible for a referendum?
Well, technically, the deadlines are so that until the 12th of April, something has to come up. Theresa May, or if nothing happens, Theresa May would have the possibility to ask for another extension. I don't know how many times an extension can be asked for. Naturally, I think if a referendum should take place, maybe there could be another major effort from Europe, because it's also in the basically interest of Europe not to lose England and to have England stay in the Union. But Theresa May and her government is firmly against another referendum, and it's difficult to organize something of that importance in those conditions. I fear that there is definitely a lack of time, but mostly there is a lack of goodwill.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.